Hi, welcome to episode 17 of Authors and Audiences. I'm Caroline Leach. I'm a Scottish Texan and a young adult novelist, and I also coach authors and illustrators to present themselves and their books in public with confidence and professionalism, so that they can not only connect with readers and sell more books, they can also impress their publishers and sell more books. On Authors and Audiences, my amazing guests and I share with you our top presentation tips and key promotion strategies to help you feel really powerful whenever you're talking to one person or to a thousand. So wherever you are on your publishing path and whatever sort of books you create, Authors and Audiences is for you. So I'm back again to inflict the A&A Q&A, or the Authors and Audiences questions and answers, on my guest for this week, absolutely fabulous women's fiction author Lizzie Dent, whose first two women's fiction novels, The Summer Job and The Setup, came after three very cool YA books, which she wrote under her real name, Rebecca Denton, all set in and around the music scene. I hope you've already had a chance to listen to Lizzie's main interview, which went up this week as episode 16, because it was an incredibly open and honest conversation about the amazing highs she's experienced, but also some of the lows too. She has another book coming out in 2023, and very excitingly, she broke the news that she'll be writing the screenplay for the TV version of her 2021 novel, The Summer Job. I cannot wait to watch that. As I mentioned before her main interview, when we were recording this, Lizzie was up on this Austrian mountain in the middle of a snowstorm, so we rather had a few Wi-Fi problems. However, we carried on regardless, but I'm afraid the sound on occasion isn't great in places. But I hope you'll enjoy it anyway. So, here we go. So welcome back to Lizzie Dent, and I'm going to put her through the A&A Q&A with the Authors and Audiences questions and answers, which are more fun, but not necessarily less in-depth. So do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert, and why?
I am very extroverted, but I need a lot of recovery time.
A lot of authors say that, I think, actually. And so do you consider yourself a storyteller or a writer?
That's a good question. A writer, I think. I mean, yeah, a writer.
Fair enough. Okay. And so were you read to as a child, either at home or at school? And do you remember which books you particularly loved listening to?
You know, I've been talking to my mum about this because I have no recollection of my mum or dad ever reading to me. I don't know if they did. Mum seems to think she did now and then, which I suspect is more or less not really, Rebecca. But we did have a class at school where every Friday we would go into the library and the librarian would read a, you know, a book. And I remember that the book that I loved was called Hating Alice and Ashley by an Australian author. And I read that book probably 100 times. You know how you do that as a kid? It just kept picking it up and reading it and reading it. And I could tell you that whole story, even sentences out of it now.
How funny. The one I really remember my mum reading was a book called My Naughty Little Sister. And, of course, I was the naughty little sister. I had an older sister, and I remember that vividly. I absolutely loved that. What was the first book you ever bought with your own money?
Oh, God, I have no idea. No idea. I couldn't answer that. A record, I'm afraid, probably.
Excellent. It's funny. I remember I used to buy Nancy Drew books all the time, Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys. But I think the first record I ever bought was actually The Police, and the first album anyway. I remember spending a fortune on Outlandish D'Amour and feeling then very guilty about the amount of money I'd spent on it. You said that you don't come naturally to presenting, or you still, you know, it feels a bit weird. So do you have any memories of presenting to an audience, either performing or reciting as a child?
Oh, you know, if I had my time over, I would really wanted to be an actor in musical theatre. So I begged my mum to send me to like performing arts classes. And I remember I've still got this horrible story that I can never forgive my parents for, which was that I auditioned for Fiddler on the Roof when I was a kid. And I was so excited about it. And I knew that they were going to call and say if I'd made it into the chorus, which was, it was a big deal. And it wasn't just a school thing. It was like at the main theatre in the city. And, weeks went past and I remember saying to Mum, oh, did they ever call? And she said, oh, yes, they did call. And I said, what, they called? And she said, oh, yes. And I just, we would have had to drive you in every night to rehearsals and pick you up. And I just, we just decided that we couldn't do it. Heartbreaking. I mean, I get it now. They were like, I'm not driving you an hour into the city every night, waiting at some dodgy cafe and then driving you home to rehearse for,
Not to have that conversation with you is horrible.
Yeah, I think they thought that I would forget about it, but I was counting down the minutes. Because I was so excited about it. My musical theatre career never took off, but that's what I wanted to do most of all when I was little.
Yeah. You and me both. So what do you wish you'd known before you started submitting for publication? I mean, we covered an awful lot of the kind of darker stuff in the main interview, but was there something that when you first started writing and thinking about publication that you wish you'd known?
Yes, I wish I knew that they would want a book every year from me and that I wish I understood how the publishing process worked in terms of your editor, because I really had no idea. I just thought you write a book and you give it to them and they edit it. I didn't realize once you were sort of in the machine that, no, they actually get involved in every stage of the concept once you're, one of their authors. So I wish I'd known that. I could have done a better job of managing my creative process if I'd known.
That's fascinating. And what's the very best book you've read recently? What book recommendation would you like to give us?
I loved Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus.
Well, so many people are telling me about that.
Oh, it's so fantastic. I mean, it's like reading a screenplay. I can't wait to see the Apple TV adaptation, but yeah, just fabulous. So entertaining, so much fun, so raucously funny, really great.
Excellent. And what about a to watch recommendation? What's the best kind of movie or TV
Best
us to watch?
TV I've watched this year is The Bear. It's I think it's an FX original set in a Chicago a sandwich shop. Ooh. And it's absolutely brilliant.
Excellent. Well, I'll go and find that. And social media, what's your favorite book related account or people that you would think that we should go and follow?
I love Nick Stone. She debuted the same year as us. I think her social media is so great. She's really curious and interesting and open and honest. And I've learned so much from her over the last couple of years, just watching her lives and reading her stories and things. She's somebody I'm like cheering on from the sidelines for sure all the time as well.
Excellent. Well, we will link to her accounts in the show notes, because I absolutely agree with you on that. And here's a question that I've just added in that you don't know is coming. And it comes from the summer job, and the strapline for that is, so if you could be someone else for just one summer, who would you be?
Oh, God, for just one summer. Oh, I think I'd quite like to be really hot. Like, let's see what that's like.
So move
like
to Texas then. No, I don't think you mean that kind of hot, do you?
No, wouldn't it be great to like look like some really hot person and see what that's like? And I imagine I'm in Italy being that hot. That would be kind of fun.
I think you just found a premise for a book. I love that. Okay, so super fast lightning round. What are you reading right now?
The Change by Kirsten Miller.
And are you listening to something, either an audiobook or a podcast?
Actually, I'm listening to that. I don't tend to read very much, so I'm listening to that audiobook.
Yep, I do most of my reading on audiobook as well. And what are you watching right now?
I know the answer to that. I'm watching the new White Lotus series.
Oh, and where do you buy your books? Especially since you're living in Austria, so presumably English language books come from elsewhere.
I get sent so many proofs. Honestly, I don't bookshop very often, so all my purchases are done on Audible.
Excellent. And where do you write best? And what do you snack on while you write?
I write really well in my co-working space in town, but I also write really well on the sofa with my laptop in my lap. Honestly, I can write anywhere when I'm in the zone, and I'm definitely like chugging back coffee the whole time.
Coffee, yeah. And what's the best book event you've ever been?
Oh, the best book. Gosh, that's so difficult, isn't it? I can't answer that, but I can tell you that in the last few years there was a book called The Push by Audrey, I can't remember her last name, that really stayed with me. I still think about it now. That's a thriller and a horror, which, by the way, is the genre I am going to write, I'm telling you.
I've had that conversation with Tiffany Jackson. I'm not a good horror person. I get too scared, too easy. Things like that stay with me too long. And so I'm desperate to read her new book, The Weight of Blood. And it's even looking at the cover scares the wits out of me. Excellent. So just remind us, where can we find and all your books, your web, social media?
Dent.Lizzie on Twitter, or Dent.Lizzie on Twitter. God, why don't I should know this, shouldn't I? It's terrible. Let me find it. Yes, Dent.Lizzie on Twitter, and on Instagram, it's Lizzie.Dent.
Fantastic. And LizzieDent.com website?
Yes, exactly. Perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This has just been such a joy to talk to you about all of your ups and downs, and most of all the ups, because I am so excited for all these books you've coming out. They are so funny and so moving and so sweet and touching, and especially the one set in Scotland, which I have to say I think everybody should go and read and then go to Scotland, because it's a special place, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. I can't wait to go back there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Lizzie. And I hope to speak to you again.
Take care. Thanks, Caroline.
Bye.
Bye.
I really hope you enjoyed my Q's and Lizzie's A's. And please join me again next week when I'll be talking a little bit about how to survive the holidays and about my plans for the podcast in 2023. All the books we talked about in this episode are listed down below in the show notes and are linked to where you can buy them on bookshop.org, a site that not only supports independent bookstores all over the country, but also supports this podcast through an affiliate link. And I'd love you to subscribe to Authors and Audiences wherever you usually get your podcasts, because that way you won't miss hearing from any of my amazing guests over the coming weeks. You can send me a message using the link down in the show notes. I'd love to hear from you, because if you don't tell me what you'd like me to talk about and who you'd like me to talk to, then I'm just guessing that I'm getting it right. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to chatting with you this week on any of my social media platforms and to having you join me again next week. See you then.